Welcome to this personal change session from Overcome Now. This session cannot and does not offer medical advice. So if you have any concerns over your mental or physical well-being, I strongly advise that you consult a medically qualified practitioner immediately. Please note that this recording and the script are copyright of Overcome Now and may not be reproduced in any way without the express written permission of Overcome Now. The first part of this program involves using some of the best counselling and coaching techniques, along with neuro-linguistic programming exercises that have been proven to help you change your existing situation. This first program is aimed at getting you thinking about your current problem, becoming consciously aware of what the triggers are and how this drives your emotions and feelings. Perhaps you're not aware of some of these triggers. It will question your thinking, which is something you may have not done before. It may be worth logging when these triggers occur, and then consider how you can change this faulty thinking, and look at different ways of thinking, which means you will have a different outlook. We will also do some neuro-linguistic programming techniques to help change the way you look at the situation. These techniques are done consciously, so you will remain in control. Please make sure that you have read the instruction booklet that accompanies this program before you go any further. This first part of the program lays the foundations for the hypnosis track and ensures that you get the maximum benefit. After this program, you will notice a change. From some of our clients that we've worked with, this first stage alone has been enough to change their existing condition. The hypnosis track then builds on this program to consolidate the change and install new ways of thinking and the belief and motivation for you to sustain this change. Let's get ready now to make the change. Before we start the program, you need to be aware of the two key ingredients that make personal change easy. Firstly, you must want to change. This might seem obvious, but you must want to change for yourself, not for other people. Take a few moments to consider how you will benefit from this change and what this change will mean to you. Secondly, you must believe that you are in total control of achieving the change that you are about to achieve. You drive the bus. That means you are a cause in your life, not effect. Let me explain this further. You have choices. You can choose to behave differently, and this program helps you achieve this. Being at cause means you are decisive in creating what you want in your life. People that are at cause take responsibility for what they want to achieve. Above all, people that are at cause in their life understand that they have choices in how to respond to situations, people, and events. Those that are at cause drive the bus. Being at effect means that you blame others or circumstances for the situation. People that are at effect are victims of circumstance. They make excuses for their situation. They are the passengers on the bus. A classic example is when people go and see hypnotherapists to stop smoking, and they continue to smoke. They say it does not work for them. Then they tell everyone, "They did not cure me. It did not work. I still smoke." By listening to the language, here is someone that is at effect in their life. They're blaming other people for the fact they could not pack up smoking. The smoking controls them, they blame other people, and in this case they blame the hypnotherapist because they cannot give up. People at cause, in control, would tell everyone, I have chosen to continue smoking. These programs are not miracle cures or solutions. You must want to change and be ready to change and believe you can change and, most importantly, understand that you are in control of the change. These programs are a support tool, a springboard to help you get where you want to in life. As human beings, we have two superpowers. The power of choice, which we use every day. The second superpower is the power of success, and this is determined by the choices that you make. If you choose to accept that you are in control of this change, then you have started to change now. Let's move on. In your activity booklet, I would like to write down your goal. What do you want to achieve? I would like this goal to be SMART. That means specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timed. So first of all, specific. Specific to you. Write down what this goal means. Secondly, measurable. How are you going to measure the success? How are you going to know if you've achieved it? Then, achievable and realistic. Is it something you can achieve in the timescales you have and with the resources you have available? And realistic, can you do it? And finally, as with all goals, what is the timescale involved? What is the timescale that you are setting yourself? So when you've written down your goal and take time to do that, tick off if it is actually SMART before moving on to your first activity. Right, let's move on to the first activity. Please see Activity 1 in your booklet. You will be asked to tap on the karate point through this exercise. Imagine you're going to chop through a piece of wood, like a martial arts expert. And the point on the side of your hand is the karate point. This is a key meridian point in your body that is used in releasing emotions. For further help, please see the diagram in Appendix A in your booklet. But please don't start tapping until I ask you to. Now, what I want you to do is think of the last time you faced the negative situation you now are going to change. Think of the trigger event that stimulated your negative thoughts and feelings. Write the following down on the activity sheet in your booklet. You can stop or pause the program at any point or rewind it. Please work through this activity at the pace that suits you. It is your program and there is no time limit, no rush. Okay. Think of the last time you felt your craving to smoke. What were you doing? Where were you? So what was the trigger event or experience that caused these cravings? What thoughts went through your mind at that time? Did you say these 40 thoughts out loud, or did you just say them to yourself? Please write these 40 thoughts down in your booklet, and I will give you a few moments to do so. Well done. What was the intensity of these thoughts? If you had to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, and 1 was low and 10 was high, what was the intensity of these 40 thoughts? Please write this down. Okay, what feelings did these 40 thoughts trigger in you? Again, please write these down in your booklet. Finally, write down the consequences of this faulty thinking, the output, the end result. For example, did it cause you to react in a certain way, or maybe it prevented you from doing something you wanted to do? Now, these are just examples. Please take a moment to consider your personal consequences of this faulty thinking. Well done. Before we continue, please now put your booklet to one side and close your eyes. Keep your eyes closed, relaxed, and closed. Go back to that time now, the last trigger event or experience that caused your craving to smoke. And what I want you to do, as you consider this time, is float into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel what you felt, and what you said to yourself. You're in control and relaxed and safe. Hold the moment and consider what you are thinking, hearing, feeling, and seeing at that moment in time. Hold that moment. Okay, thank you. Now open your eyes. Now, consider again the thoughts and their intensity in that moment. What is the evidence that supports this faulty thinking? What evidence supports this faulty thinking? What evidence is there against this faulty way of thinking? What's the worst that could happen? Could you live through it? What's the best that can happen? What is the most realistic outcome? What is the effect on you of you believing this faulty thinking? What does this faulty thinking result in? What should you do about it? Remember, you are at cause. You are in control of your thoughts and feelings. Now I want you to consider, what would you tell a good friend or loved one if he or she was in the same situation and adopted this faulty thinking? What would you say to them? Now, what I want you to do is consider how you could react and think differently instead of your old faulty thinking. When you experience a similar trigger event, how will you change your thinking now? It's important that you write this down now in the box provided. How will you change your thinking now? Have you noticed how good that feels now? I would like to ask you now to close your eyes again once more and go back to that time, the last trigger event or experience that caused that old craving to smoke. See what you saw and hear what you heard and feel what you felt. And notice what you are saying to yourself now. You are now in control of your thinking and calm. And as you consider this new way of thinking, I want you now to tap gently and rhythmically with your fingertips on the karate point of either hand and continue to consider the new way of thinking as you tap gently and rhythmically with your fingertips on the karate point. And as you do so, ask yourself, what is the intensity of these thoughts now on a scale of 1 to 10? If 1 was low and 10 was high, you will notice that the intensity is reduced to when you originally logged it in your workbook earlier. Keep tapping as you say to yourself, I'm in control. I'm in control of my thoughts. What level is the intensity of these thoughts now? Consider the new way of thinking and continue tapping. Notice how the intensity is decreasing. Now, as you continue tapping, the intensity continues decreasing. As you continue tapping until the intensity disappears, you can do it. Notice again how the intensity has nearly gone and continue tapping and notice the intensity level dropping right down until it has gone. Keep tapping until the intensity has gone. Keep tapping. Notice your new way of thinking and how good you feel. Well done. Now, what are you hearing? What are you saying to yourself now? Open your eyes, and as you do so, continue tapping. And keeping your head still and relaxed and central, keep your head still and keep tapping as you look hard down left. Bring your eyes back to the center, keep tapping, and then look hard down right. Then bring your eyes back to the center. Just roll your eyes around, left to right, left to right. Roll them around and keep tapping. And finally, stop tapping. Good. Well done. How are you feeling? Move on to the next exercise when you are ready. Activity 2 involves you doing something that is called a swish pattern. This is a technique used in neuro-linguistic programming. Swish patterns are for the purpose of creating momentum towards a compelling future. For the purpose of the exercise, I need you to imagine yourself sitting in a cinema and bringing up pictures on a screen. I will ask you to bring the pictures up and take the pictures down. To take the pictures down, I'll ask you to clear the screen. Let's have a practice. Can you close your eyes for me and bring up a picture that involves a mug of a hot drink? See the picture? Can you just practice making the picture a little bit brighter for me? Okay, clear the screen. Good. Now, imagine yourself once again, in the cinema, bringing up pictures on a screen with your eyes closed. And this time, I'd like to bring up a picture of a beach. Can you do that for me now? And to make the picture more compelling, I'd like you to once again change the visual intensity. And imagine you've got a control that enables you to turn the brightness up. Perhaps adjust the sunshine to make the picture brighter. Can you do that now for me, to make it more sunny? As we're on the beach, practice adding some sounds to the picture. Perhaps of the waves, of noises of people you hear on the beach. That's right, that's good. Clear the screen and open your eyes for me. Thank you. We're now going to do a swish pattern. If you look in your booklet, you will find the instructions regarding what we're going to do. Before we carry on, just familiarise yourself with the page in your booklet and read through what we want you to do. Okay. Firstly, can you get a picture that represents the habit or situation you would like to change? So close your eyes for me, as if you're sitting in the cinema, and bring up a picture that represents the habit or situation you would like to change. See the picture and clear the screen for me. Thank you. Open your eyes and close your eyes again for me. Now what I'd like to do is to bring up a picture that represents how you'd like to feel, act or be instead. So when you think of this new desired state, make sure you're looking through your own eyes and bring up a picture. The picture of how you want it to be, how you would like it to be instead. And as you look at that picture now, what I'd like to do is for you to change the visual intensity again, i.e. the brightness of this new picture. Make it brighter. Also, can you change the size of the picture as well? So the picture's bigger. Make it bigger than the screen. Make it overlap the screen. Bring the picture closer towards you. And once again, turn that brightness and colour up even more. Do whatever you need to do to make that picture more compelling. What sounds do you associate with this new picture? Happy, confident sounds. What are you saying to yourself in this new picture? Hear what you're saying to yourself as you look at this bright picture. Big, bright, compelling picture that represents a new way of life for you. One final thing I would like you to do is step inside the picture so you can see your body in the picture. See yourself in the picture. Step inside the picture. Good. See yourself? Okay. Clear the screen for me and open your eyes, please. That's good. Now, what I want you to do now is bring up the old picture on that screen. So bring up the old picture on the cinema screen of the old habit or situation that you want to break. And make sure you're looking through your own eyes. Good. And as you have the old picture on the screen, can you now put the new picture in the lower left-hand corner, small and dark, so it takes up about a quarter of the screen. Good. And make sure in this picture, this new picture in the bottom left hand corner, make sure you can see your body in this picture. Right. In a moment, I want you to have the picture in the bottom left hand corner expand so it covers the old picture. So it explodes and expands so it covers the old picture. And have it explode and expand that it covers the old picture while the old picture shrinks down and disappears. And do that quickly as a swish. That's why it's called a swish pattern. So to repeat again, on the screen now you've got the old picture. You've got the new picture in the bottom left-hand corner, and I'm going to ask you to expand the new picture so it covers the old picture, and the old picture becomes dark and shrinks away, and the new picture is covering the screen. And we'll do it very quickly. Okay. Old picture is on the screen. Your new picture is in the bottom left-hand corner. 1, 2, 3, swish. Blow the new picture up so it covers the old picture. The old picture shrinks down and becomes small and dark in the lower left-hand corner. So now you should be looking at that new picture of yourself, that bright picture with you in the picture, with the happy sounds are on the screen. Okay, that's good. Now clear the screen for me and open your eyes. Now you've got the hang of that, we're going to start that much quicker. So, bring the old picture back up on screen. Good. Put the new picture in the bottom left-hand corner, small and dark. Make sure you see your body in the picture. 1, 2, 3, swish, blow the new picture up, and the old picture shrinks down, bottom left-hand corner. The new picture is now covering the screen. Good. Clear the screen for me. Open your eyes. We're now going to do this a number of times at speed until you can no longer bring that old picture up on screen, and you will find that old picture disappears. Now close your eyes for me. And now can you bring that old picture back up on screen? Make sure you're looking through your own eyes. Good, as you have the old picture on the screen, you can see the newer picture in the lower left-hand corner, small and dark, and you can see your body in the picture. Okay, swish. Blow the new picture up, covers the old picture, the old picture is small and dark, clear the screen, open your eyes for me. Can you bring up that old picture again and you're starting to notice that old picture slowly has begun to disappear? Bring up that old picture on screen, make sure you're looking through your own eyes. Good, now bring up the old picture in the screen, you can see your new picture in the left hand corner, small and dark, and make sure you can see your body in the picture. Okay, 1, 2, 3, swish, blow the new picture up, so it covers the screen. Just hold it there, the new picture, and make it a bit brighter. And enjoy the sounds and the confidence that are associated with this new picture. That's good. Hold it there. What other sounds could you add to this picture to make it more compelling? Can you make it brighter? What are you saying to yourself in this new picture? Hold it there. What are you feeling? What are you seeing? What are you hearing? Good. Clear the screen for me. Okay, can you open your eyes for me? And can you close your eyes for me? And now, can you take that old picture up and bring it up on screen? Or you may find that you cannot. But if you can, make sure you're looking for your own eyes. And good, as you have that old picture on the screen, can you see the new picture in the lower left-hand corner, small and dark, and it's your body in the picture? 1, 2, 3, swish, blow the new picture up, hold it there. See the new picture, clear the screen, open your eyes. Close your eyes. Bring the old picture up on screen. New picture, bottom left-hand corner, 1, 2, 3, swish, hold it there, clear the screen, open your eyes. Close your eyes for me. Now bring the old picture up on screen. New picture, bottom left-hand corner. 1, 2, 3, swish. Hold it there. Hold it there. See that new picture. Hold it there. Clear the screen. Open your eyes. Good. How are we doing? Can you once again now close your eyes for me and take the old picture and bring it up on screen? Or you may find that you cannot. New picture, bottom left-hand corner. You can see yourself in the new picture. 1, 2, 3, swish. The new picture covers the old picture. And as you look at that picture now, I want you to feel the feelings, see what you see, and hear what you hear. Make the sounds louder. Make the sounds all around you. Make sure you can see yourself in the picture. What are you wearing? What are you saying to yourself? That's good. As you look at that picture, I want you to do one final thing. Seal it in. Well done. That completes the swish pattern. If you want to do the activity again, please feel free to do so. However, if you found the activity difficult, please don't worry. The other activities will still help you achieve a great result. Welcome to Activity 3. Activity 3 is essential when overcoming addictions, habits, or compulsions. It involves something called tasking. During the next week, I want you to keep a record of all the triggers that lead to your addiction, habits, or compulsions. And I want you to log this in your booklet. This activity involves becoming consciously aware about the triggers to your addiction, habit, or compulsion. It asks you a number of questions. The first one is, what is the trigger event? When does it happen? Where are you? What thoughts occur when this happens? What feelings or emotions does this lead to? And finally, what is the consequence of your addiction, habit, or compulsion? On the grid, note the time as well as the situation. And I want you to consider, how could you avoid the event? Could you do something different? How could you change your faulty thinking? What could you think instead? Remember, your thoughts, your thinking leads to your feelings. I also want you to log any permission that you give yourself to indulge in your habit, addiction, or compulsion. From working with clients, we have noticed that clients may do this either consciously or subconsciously. So, for example, the permission tends to go along the lines of, it's okay to do X because I've had a hard day at work. And that is the permission they allow themselves. I need you to note whether you give yourself permission during the next week to indulge in your habit or addiction. Finally, what could the consequences be instead? So how could you change the output? Could you drink a glass of water? Or do something different to fill the time? Some clients have gone for a walk. Another tip to help you, remembering activity 1 where we tapped on the karate point, why not tap on the karate point if you feel the need to indulge in your habit, addiction, or compulsion? And while tapping on your karate point, consider the intensity, think about your habit or addiction, and tap away until the intensity decreases to 0. It is important that you complete this activity before you listen to the hypnosis program. This is because building your own awareness of the triggers to your habit, addiction, or compulsion is a key foundation to the success of this program, and these messages will be reiterated during the hypnosis program. Welcome to the final activity, the empty chair technique. For this activity, you must be sitting upright in a chair and alone. Okay, as you go out into the future and look back towards now, you will notice that you have achieved all that you needed to. You have overcome your challenge. What I want you to do is to get up from your current position, stand up, and look back towards where you were previously sitting. Imagine your old self sitting in that position before you changed your thinking and beliefs. Look at how different you are now to that person that sits in the chair now. What advice would you give to yourself now, that old self? Say it out loud. Tell your old self how you feel now. And now tell your old self what they have to do to achieve what you have achieved. And most importantly, tell them how they can do it. And what final advice would you give them now? Well done. You have now completed the final activity. The next and final stage of this Overcome Now personal change program is to listen to the hypnosis session. This will consolidate all the learning from the activities as well as helping you install your new thinking and behaviours.